Good morning. I'd like to call the May 14th, 2015 Code Enforcement Board meeting to order. Welcome, everyone. All right. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Ms. Lucas?
Here.
Mrs. Himes?
Here.
Mr. Smart?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
Mr. Jones did call and say he had a previously scheduled conflict for today and will not be here. And Ms. Kundig is here.
Okay. Can we have a motion to excuse Mr. Jones?
So moved.
All right. Motion from Mrs. Hines, a second from Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion passes. Okay. Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes?
Yes.
All right. Good. Any additions or corrections? All right. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
All right. Motion for Mr. Smart. Second for Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries. Does anyone wish to disclose any ex parte communications? All right. Are there any announcements?
Yes, ma'am. We do have a couple of cases that are in compliance that aren't reflected on the agenda.
Okay.
Item number 10, case number CEB-051519 for 885 Derbyshire Road is in compliance as of May 11th, 2015. And number 11, CEB-051520, 920 Essex Road is in compliance also 5/11/2015.
Okay.
I believe that is it.
All right. Thank you. All right. Would code officers please come forward and be sworn in?
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Okay, everyone. Here's our procedure. We'll be calling cases by number and for the most part in order as they are listed on the agenda. If there are any attorneys present, we will hear those cases first. When your case is called, please come forward and be sworn in. State your name and address for the record. If you're not the owner of the property, please state your relationship to the owner. Our proceedings are recorded, so please speak into the microphone. Board hears from code officers first, and then you will be given the opportunity to respond. Please direct all responses to the board. Okay. Witnesses may also testify following the same procedure. All right. Are there any attorneys present?
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
We do have Mr. Wickersham, what case number is this?
Actually, Madam Chair, we do have the first case does have an attorney.
The lien review?
No, ma'am. The case number
just
one.
Just case number one?
Yeah, and then I believe
okay, and then we'll go back and do the lien reviews.
There.
All right. This is a continued case. Number CEB-10-14-111, John Katuzis, trustee. At 728 Blue Road, A. Please come forward. State your name and address, please.
Madam Chairman, Larry Bartlett, 1540 Cornerstone Boulevard, attorney for the Katuzises, the owners of the property.
Okay. All right, what would you, let's hear from code, please, first.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. Anthony Jackson, attorney for the city of Daytona Beach. On this case, this is before you for imposition of a fine. You may recall the history is that we had attorney Alan Holt that had been working on this. The posture has been that they... he represents the owner. The owner has been working on eviction on the tenant. The tenant was our problem. I think the challenge the staff has had since this case has started is even the follow-up to even know that the tenant indeed complied. I've spoken with Mr. Sellers.
Bartlett.
I spoke with Mr. Bartlett yesterday. And he informed me that they are now on a case. We, meaning the legal staff for the code, has been reviewing and looking at the status of what's been happening with their foreclosure. And it hit a couple of bumps in the road, and which may have been the result of why there's so ultimately dismissed and has to be refiled, which is something I'm sure Mr. Bart would explain if y'all needed him to. But the main point is that they expect that they'll be able to continue and follow through. There's not a whole lot, I guess. They've been moving forward, as best we can tell, in good faith through the legal process. We're being told to reinitiate the legal process. Probably will take, we're guessing, probably as much as 60 days or probably as little as 60 days. The staff suggestion is to give them the 60 days to come into compliance, 30 days progress report, just to assure that they are that they're working through the process.
Should we let him testify? Go ahead. Whatever.
I'm confused. What happened?
The eviction case was dismissed through procedural grounds, and so we have to file again.
Exactly? What's the procedural grounds that you when you have? I'm not. You weren't doing it the other.
Sure.
When you have 6 months to do it, what's the procedure that you forgot
as,
to do?
As I understand it, the case was dismissed because Mr. Katuzis himself was listed as the plaintiff, and actually the property is owned in his trust. So the actual owner of the property wasn't a named plaintiff. So we're going to fix that problem and get Mr. Williams out of there.
Do you have to file a brand new case, or could you amend the first one?
I'm going to do it as quickly as I can, but right now I'm thinking I'm going to have to refile.
And that's the only bump in the road?
That's the only bump that I see.
It's an expensive bump for the owner.
Well, I have some comments. This case was initiated on 8/14/2014, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, 10 months. I am not inclined to let it go any further. Any other board comments? Really? Okay.
Well, I'd like to hear from you as a I'm going out of the realm, either it's fine or not fine, but as a citizen here.
Mr. Harrington, could you just speak into the microphone, please?
As a citizen,
forget I'm on the board. How long does this community have to go along while attorneys create bumps in the road by not knowing the rules? I mean, does this just keep going on and on and on?
I'd be happy to speak to that if I can.
I'm asking him.
Okay.
I know the process can be very frustrating, but I'm hoping that the board will not hold the mistakes of the council against their clients, who are lay people and trusted their lawyer to do what was necessary to get Mr. Williams out of the property, because they want him out even more than the board does. So they decided to change lawyers. And now we'll get him out just as quickly as we can.
Okay. I fully agree with what you just said. I really did.
Okay.
Madam Chair, if I could...
Go ahead.
I just wanted to speak to one point, because I just wanted to make sure that the record's real clear. The effort of the board, as well as the effort of the staff, is not to evict. That's something that the owners, that's their
correct
solution. The effort of the board is to show that this property is in compliance. Unfortunately, the incorporation of the tenant is that the staff has not been able to go in and show that they're not having the use violation that we had, which was that the tenant was residing in the property. If you recall, the violation was nonconforming use because he was residing there. The lack of cooperation from the tenant is what keeps us out and unable to comply. If there's a way that they can work with him for cooperation and it solves it next week, then staff will be happy with the next week's solution. But the circumstances, if he's being uncooperative, the only ability that the owner would have would be to evict him and allow us to come in there.
Mr. Jack, you're saying that you have not been able to go in there.
That's
but the charge that you had was commercial building used as living quarters. The only option he has is to evict him.
I understand. That's what I just
we're
said.
We're evicting him. It's not Mr. Bartlett's fault or his client's fault. that the eviction didn't go through. Evictions usually only take about 30 days once everything goes run smoothly. Right?
That's correct.
60 days maybe at most?
So yeah, I only asked for the 60 because June 3rd would be too soon.
I don't have a problem with your recommendation.
Yeah, sir.
It's up to the board, though.
I'll make a motion. Chair will entertain a motion to... Pass the gavel. Would anyone like to make a motion? No? I'll make a motion. Chair will entertain a motion to impose a fine of $100 per day against the respondent effective today, May 14th, and continue until compliance is achieved or reaches the maximum of $10,000. Do I have such a motion?
You made it.
I made it. All right. So that's my motion. Do I have a second? All right, motion dies.
Take the gavel back.
I'll take the gavel back. All right. Who else would like to make a motion? Mine died.
Let's move for 30 days, and that's it. And then I don't want to go 60 days. If we do 60 days, it'll wind up 60 days.
Yes.
So the motion I understand is we're having an amended order of non-compliance with a hearing to impose fine at the next meeting.
Yeah,
not giving 30 days. We're going to come back to the next meeting.
Yeah.
We're actually getting less than 30 days.
Yeah.
That's fine. And you're seconding that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Madam Chair?
All right. Who made the motion?
I did.
All right. Mr. Harrington made the motion, and Mrs. Himes seconded the motion. All in favor say aye.
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 Like, sign, opposed. Aye.
Okay. So we're amending to give until the next cutoff day or 30 days?
30 days.
Okay. And if not, then an automatic fine?
No, there's no back for a fine to be discussed.
Okay.
There you go.
Keep Mr. Jackson.
Oh, I'll send him reports.
Report, okay. That would help. Thank you.
Sure. And thank the board. We'll do what we can do as
good.
Quickly as possible.
Good.
Thank you.
All right, now, the next case. Progress, where are we? What case is that, Amy? Number three?
Yes.
Yeah, progress
yes, ma'am.
Report at Bayshore.
Good morning, Madam Chairman and members of the board. For the record, I'm attorney Christopher Wickersham and have the pleasure of representing the Bayshore Bath and Tennis Condominium Association. And we are here to give you a report today. Also with me today is Mr. Joseph Hiller, who is a structural engineer that we're using on this particular project. And good news, the dumpster's been delivered. The office for the construction site has been placed on the property. We're waiting for the final approval of the license in order to actually start it, but it's mobilized. It's moving forward. And that's good news for everybody at Bayshore. We've been waiting for this, and we're very optimistic about moving forward faster than what was initially anticipated. And we have updated the city, and I don't know if they have any particular comments they would like, but if any member of the board has any questions they would have of our engineer, he is here to answer them.
Good. Thank you very much. Mr. Jackson?
Staff has informed me they have no additional comments.
Okay.
We're satisfied with the progress. Of course, we know it's going to be a lengthy process.
Okay. Any comments from the board? All right, case number CEV12.
We don't have any action to
correct. So we don't need to do any action at all,
even
to continue the monthly progress report.
Right,
all right, we'll see.
We don't have anything else happening after today's meeting.
We don't have nothing coming up there.
Correct.
We need to do something now. How about a progress report of 60 days or 90 days?
Board orders a monthly, let's say, to continue the monthly progress report. Meeting date, or do you want to do it for 2 months? Go ahead.
I think the perspective of staff is 60 days would be fine.
60 days is fine. So that would be a monthly progress report for the meeting of July 1st.
July 9th.
July 9th. Okay.
July 9th.
July 9th. 2015. So we'll see you then.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the board.
I need a motion and a vote.
Chair will entertain a motion to continue a monthly progress report.
Bi-monthly.
Bi-monthly progress report. Is there such a motion?
So moved. Second.
All right. Motion by Mrs. Himes, second by Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Okay.
Thank you.
See you in July. Thank you very much. All right. Let's go back to our lien reviews. We'll do lien review number one, CEB 07-14-73, 600 West International Speedway Boulevard, Joseph Enterprises USA, LLC. Respondent present?
Yes.
State your name and address for the record, please, and be sworn in.
Darrell Lucas, 435 Cameron Street, Daytona Beach, Florida.
Can you raise your right hand, please, sir? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. I just give 1 second to quiet it down a little bit so I can hear you. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. This is a lien review. Mr. Jackson, want to talk about this for us first?
Yes, Madam Chair. I had a conversation with Mr. Bryant, who is the redevelopment project manager for the Midtown redevelopment area. And he was very interested and concerned about this property, 600 International Speedway Boulevard, and advised that it was the strong desire of the Midtown redevelopment board, as well as the redevelopment division, for there to be no reduction of fine here, no amendment to the lien. He lists among his reasons a list of code violations history, where he shows that it's had maintenance issues 2006, 2011, 2012, 2014, had sign violations 2007, 2009, 2010, 2012, 2013, 2014. It was working without permits 2009, trash pickup 2010, 2011 violations, no business tax receipt 2012, graffiti violation 2015. He says as a result of these issues, as well as just the general history of the property, they're requesting that we do not reduce the lien. So that's the recommendation of staff, that there be no reduction.
Okay.
And I will submit this for the record if you want to pass it.
Thank you. Okay. All right. What would you like to tell us?
Okay. Although I appreciate the history of that building, but I wasn't around at that time, and one of the reasons they hired me was to correct all of those things. And at the current time, all those violations have been met and have been in compliance. The reason why I'm addressing this is because this subject of, besides that, which what I'm saying, I don't have anything to do with those other items. I just want to talk about the things that's on this list. The situation was that the container wasn't in compliance. It was a violation. But in the process, like they said, some work was being done on the property without permits. So in the process, it got caught up in the fact of the stop work order being issued. So when the stop work order being issued, it was for the property. So just simply fixing the container, the garbage disposal, fixing around the garbage disposal fences couldn't be done because it got caught up in the stop work order. And it took me just about 30 days to get it all straightened out and get the permit. So as soon as the permit was issued, that was one of the first things that we addressed, and it came in compliance, and then we moved on to the other issues.
Who is Joseph Enterprises? Who are we? Would he like to talk with us?
You can come forward and be sworn in.
Morning. Could you state your name, please?
Lindo, L-I-N-D-O.
L-I-N-D-O?
Mm-hmm. J-O-L-L-Y.
J-O-A?
L-L-Y.
J-O-L-L-Y. Okay. You raise your right hand, please, sir. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Thank you.
What would you like to tell us?
Okay, just like you said, we was trying to clean it up, the property, and I was in a remodeling process, so we got stop work order. So same time, the city want me to put the dumpster around the fence on the dumpster. So we got a stop work order. We couldn't do the fence on the back. So that's the time they put $100 per day on a violation. So otherwise, we could have finished it by that time. And we was here about 3 months ago for the fence. And we already fixed everything, all the fence, everything done right now, the property. So
you got a stop work order because you didn't have permits to do the work you were doing?
We pulled the permit, then we got some other thing, we got stop work order.
Mr. Harrington, did you have questions?
How long have you owned the property?
5 years.
5 years.
Okay. I have a question. Am I hearing this right, that you pulled the permits before you got the stop work order? Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
No.
Okay. Well, they had started some improvements on the building, and that generated the stop work order because the permit wasn't pulled. And like I said, those things that dated back to 07, 08, 09, I don't think that's really relevant. I think we were addressing the issue of the fine of the $100 a day. And that's why I say historically it was okay, but it was caught up. He couldn't fix the fence because he had got to start work order. And so then with that, he had to acquire some plan, architectural seal plans, and hire a contractor and do those things to get into about 30 days.
But even with the fence needed a permit as well.
Yes,
all of it.
I had to pull a permit for the fence and right. Pull a permit for the renovations that they had
right.
Started.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments from the board?
No, the business, I'm referring to Mr. Bryant's memo. You paid the business tax. You're up to date on that?
Right.
Okay.
And that was a few years ago.
Yes.
Any other comments? Chair will entertain a motion to impose a lien in the amount of... What's the amount?
Where this is lien reduction.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chair will enter. Well, do I hear any comments about what if we want to reduce the lien? I want to reduce.
What's the motion that no one wants to reduce the lien?
The motion denies for lack of...
No.
No motion.
Excuse me.
Motion denies any change. Motion denies
okay.
A reduction.
Chair will entertain a motion to deny the reduction of the lien. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
All right. A motion by Mr. Harrington. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries. And you have to pay the lien. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, lien review number 2, CEB 08-11-112502, Rio Vista Avenue. Please come forward and state your name and address for the record.
My name is Daniel Clay Thomas. My address is 1128 Waverly Drive, Daytona Beach, 32118.
Good morning. Can you raise your right hand, please, sir? Right hand, sir.
Oh, right.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Jackson.
If I can have just a moment.
Okay.
These were
this was a last minute addition.
Okay.
So they, I don't know if staff had
right.
Time to... I missed Mr. Thomas. I'm Amy.
Hey, how's it going?
Nice to meet you. Thanks for getting everything in so quickly.
Okay, yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, Anthony Jackson, for the city. Factually, this is a new owner. Staff has indicated that, in fact, I guess I need to turn this to staff and let Mr. Garcia speak to this, but he's it's been very favorable with this new owner in place, and so the staff is looking for a 10%, reducing this to a 10%. Just to cover our expenses in the case, but I'll give it to the inspector.
Court Officer Garcia, City of Daytona Beach, credentials on file. This case is it's a long case. It was a case where it was the previous owners had didn't do anything. They pretty much left.
Mm-hmm.
This gentleman came on board. He's also a contractor. He became the new owner, and since then he took care of all the violations really quickly, and been fully cooperative. I did a reinspection recently. Called me for, and everything was taken care of. So it is now in compliance, and it's asking that let him know that he needed a call for a lien review, which is what he did.
No. I remember this case. This is one where the sewer was leaking onto the property, and there were all kinds of huge.
Well, I have a.
What would you like to tell us?
Can I just say?
Yeah, go ahead.
When I purchased the property, and the reason I'm in here so quickly is because I'm under the assumption that everything was actually, all the code violations were taken care of. They were never called back in because I have a permit here for the plumbing that's dated less than a month after the initial code violations were in place. Because on the list of code violations, there was only one permit that needed to be pulled, and that was a plumbing, and it was permitted, passed, and finaled within a month of the initial code violation. So I was thinking, because when I got to the house, there was really no code violations to fix. Everything was done. I just went and painted and cleaned it up and got the tenants out and everything. So when I got to the property, there was no – I was – after I saw this date here, I thought that it was probably – everything was taken care of. It was just never called back in, because if anybody wants to see this, this is –
Prior to meeting with him, I met with the previous owner, which he called the same for – and it was probably within a month from now. And the violation still existed at that time. It was probably that he did not – Why? I know he didn't call me for reinspection, but the problem is that they may have taken care of some of the violations,
right.
And being that they didn't call for reinspection,
right.
They had someone in there, which
right.
He knew about, and that person brought another person in, and they couldn't get him out, and he may have done damages. So
mm-hmm.
In my view, when I went to look at it, I still seen the same damages.
Mm-hmm.
So when they right. finally got rid of the tenants that were there, not paying rent and whatnot,
right.
Which they said DCF got involved. They took the money to the kids, whatever, and the guy got out.
They couldn't evict him because there was three small kids, right. And nobody's going to put three small kids out in the street.
Was the lien on the title search, or did you have a title
yes,
search?
Yes, sir. It was on the title search.
So you were.
I was aware, but I was kind of hoping that, you know, once the liens were satisfied and I was the new owner, and actually this is a 1927 house, and it's all original,
right.
Everything, because
right.
In the 70s they put aluminum siding on it, so it preserved the actual outside of the house, so it's original everything. And what
yeah.
I wanted to do was bring it back.
Is this the house that had the hole in the ground? Is that okay? I remember
they
that
yeah,
case.
For the sewer. Yeah,
yeah.
We didn't. I didn't take pictures of that. We didn't see
yeah.
that. We just knew of the exterior.
Yeah.
This is
well,
where.
Here's
yeah.
I think this is where remedy
so,
the situation.
The lien was recorded. The $25,000 lien was recorded. And it was recorded prior to you buying the property.
Yes,
is that
ma'am.
Correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And your title company brought that to your attention?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well,
okay, but
go ahead.
What you're saying is that once he became the owner, all these things were clear.
Right, correct. Once he
right.
came on board, he took care of all
right.
the violations.
For like 2 weeks.
Right.
Right.
He also purchased the property
okay.
next door of it.
And not to say anything, because I don't like saying anything bad when somebody can't defend themselves, but the property wasn't necessarily a nuisance. It was the neighbor behind it, because the neighbor,
right.
everybody knows the neighbor because she wanted to buy the properties so her view, her river view was better. Every
the owner,
code officer in here knows this lady, mm-hmm. and she's been extremely nasty with me up until March the 1st when the LDC changed, and she was under the understanding that she could have the houses torn down, but now that we don't have to apply for a variance because the land development code changed as of March the 1st, there's been no more phone calls, okay. because she has no
standing,
no say in right. anything, because the house you don't need to apply for a variance to get a building permit.
Okay.
Well, I think that in terms of this board, everything's been achieved that we
right, want. Exactly.
So I don't see any reason not to.
I agree. Reduced. All right, the chair will entertain a motion to reduce the amount of the lien to $2,500, subject to the amount being paid within 30 days, or fine will revert to the original amount. Is there such a motion?
Second.
All right, motion by Mrs. Heim, second by Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well. All right. Let's see where we are now. We have dispensed with case number CEB 1014-111. We are now on case number 2, CEB 12-14-130, progress report at 1404 North Atlantic Avenue.
And the weekly reports I received were in your packets, and there was an updated letter that was submitted yesterday
yeah.
by Mr. Hayes.
Yeah.
You should all have it on your.
Excellent. Would you like to come forward and say anything? You're welcome to. Just state your name and address for the record.
I'm Paul Hart with Hart Pro Management. We manage the property, 18 Boulevard Avenue.
I'm Scott Milan. I'm the president of La Atlantico Condominium Association.
Okay. Can you both raise your right hands, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
Okay, staff, Mr. Jackson, what would you like to say?
Staff informs me that they're still receiving the progress updates and that mm-hmm. they're pleased with the progress.
Good.
And I don't think there's anything else.
Okay.
Do we have an order going forward? I was just searching for that.
I believe these are what's established as monthly through the end of the year.
Okay.
And I don't know if Mr. Hayes had asked if that could be. I don't know if you want to change that to a 60-day, or if anybody wants to change, or if just the written reports are okay and they don't have to appear. I mean,
what would you like? What?
Well, staff indicates 60 days would be fine.
Okay.
Because I have it throughout the rest of the year, so if we amend it to just, I don't know if you want to
amend it to the bi-monthly and
bi-monthly through right. the end of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. These are probably the best progress
right,
reports
absolutely.
We've ever
we're,
had,
we're
and I'm pleased with it, and I see no reason why 60 days would be fine.
All right, Chair, I'll entertain a motion to amend our previous order of a monthly progress report and begin a bi-monthly progress report that would be due on the 9th of July.
Starting the 9th of July.
So
starting
moved.
The 9th of July. Motion by Mrs. Himes.
Second
by Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like, signs, opposed. All right. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Thanks for all your hard work.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Case number 2. Case number 3, we have discussed. That was CEB 12-14-131. Case number 4, CEB 0215-09. Denise Black is in compliance as of 428. We will do case number 5, CEB 04-15-11, S.D. Shaw. Anyone to testify? No. All right. We'll hear from staff.
This is crazy.
Members of the board, this is before you for imposition of fine. The violation is no business tax receipt. It remains in non-compliance. The administrative fee is the $250 administrative fee, and that's what the staff is recommending in this case.
Okay.
Is this, I'm sorry, I lost track of the.
This is number five. It's
number
a
five. We didn't do
business tax receipt. That was the one that we did earlier with Mr. Wickersham.
Oh, okay. I got it. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. The chair will entertain a motion to impose a one-time fee of $250 for a business tax receipt.
So moved. Second.
All right. We have, was that you? Okay. We have a motion from Ms. Lucas and a second from Mr. Smart. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Okay, motion carries. All right, that was case five. Case number six, CEB04-15-14, Catherine M. Mode and Robert John McKee. Anyone to? All right, please come forward and state your name and address for the record.
Catherine Mode at 120 Sunrise Boulevard.
You raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. We'll hear from staff.
Members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. Ms. Langford is out from this meeting, and Officer Clegg is the inspector that's going to report on this. He's been advised, but the general position of staff is that this remains in non-compliance, but they're asking to amend to the next cutoff, and I will tender to Mr. Clegg to give you all the factual information on why we're asking to amend.
All right.
I went by there again this morning. These utility lines right there, that trailer, they're going to move to the left, east, on the side of the house. And it appears like, I haven't talked to the house owners right now, but right there you can see that the ground was dug up a little bit, and I think they're in the process of moving the utility lines and putting that trailer on the side of the house right there. So we're asking for the next cutoff. I think she should be done by then.
What would you like to tell us?
He's correct, ma'am. The cable lines and the phone lines have already been buried. All we're waiting for now is FPL. They have agreed to come out on the 26th to bury their line, and then as soon as that happens, we can move it. We can't move it until the line is gone because it's too low.
Any discussion from the board?
Under the new code, they're allowed to park a trailer on the
side.
How close to the boundary line?
It was, if I remember correctly, that's the zoning question. It was 5 feet from the setback, but apparently Ms. Langford said, I think you're going to put it towards the back farther, towards the front property setback line, I believe.
She said behind the front wall of the house on the side. And we're going to call her, as soon as we get it moved, call her back out to look and make sure.
Yeah, there's room to adjust it, you know. Like I said, right now it's too high for the utility lines.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's going to be, it only has to be 5 feet from the other house, is that right? I'm sorry, it only has to be
5 feet from the setback.
Setback line. Yeah.
Setback line.
And I think she's still.
And there's enough room?
Yeah, I think she's still like about 15 feet from the property line next to her on the east of her.
Okay. Any other discussion from the board? Chair will entertain a motion to amend the previous order of noncompliance and allow respondent until it would be 6-3, next cutoff date, to come into compliance and be returned to a subsequent meeting for consideration of a fine of up to $100 per day until compliance is achieved. Is there such a motion?
$1,000.
Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Smart made the motion, and a second for Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good. All right. Case number seven, CEB04-15-16, Lisa A. Imperato, 338 Taylor Avenue, Unit 1.
Can please come forward and be sworn in.
Can you just state your name for the record, please?
Lisa McCarthy or Imperato was.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
Sir, you need to be testifying? Okay, just state your name, please.
Steve Karp.
K-A-R-P.
Okay.
Can you raise your hands, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. We'll let staff talk, and then you'll get a chance.
Members of the board, this is before you for imposition of a fine. The inspector is John Stinson. The inspector reports that this property, I'll tell you, the inspector came with the intent of asking for a fine, but the inspector reports that this property has a new owner.
Has what?
A new owner. They just changed ownership. The owner is working on it and is making progress. The staff is willing to ask the board to amend to the July cutoff to allow them to complete the...
What's the name of the new owner?
Repair.
Stephen Carr.
Oh, shouldn't we have to change his, put his name on this then?
Yes, we would ask to amend to add Mr. Carr.
We're adding him?
If,
or we're changing it?
We would. I would request that we add him.
Do we have any paperwork that substantiates this transfer of ownership?
I can give you a copy of the warranty deed. I mean, I didn't bring it.
I'll tell you this. The staff's perspective is it doesn't matter whether we add or do a substitution. I just know historically we would add only because this was a case that's already in progress and he's stepping into an active case, and so they would both hold on to the responsibility of compliance. But whatever you may want to consult, Mr. Cino.
Is the owner too? They both owners now?
No.
No, I'm not.
Mr. Carpenter, when did you take title, Mr. Carpenter?
Yeah, I didn't.
That's the recorded one.
About 30
April
days.
10th, okay.
April 10th.
April 10th. Okay. The law requires us to give him an opportunity. We can't find him anyway today. Yeah. We have to read you. We have to change the name of the case. He has an opportunity. He has to have an opportunity to cure.
What's left? Mr. Jackson or Mr. Stenson, what's left to be done?
Good morning. John Stenson, code inspector with the city of Daytona Beach. The second unit on, the unit on the second floor is vacant, is currently vacant now. He has not started on the first floor because he's just now actually gotten possession, so he has to pull permits under his name. So he should be able to complete all the violations, being in compliance by the July cutoff. I'm sorry?
What needs to be done?
The entire list. The entire list.
The entire list needs,
right.
Needs to be
the
done?
The previous owner, Ms. Imperato McCarthy, did not pull any permits for this violation because the property was already in the process of being sold. So she did not correct any of the violations. Mr. Karp's come on board as the new owner with the full intent of correcting all the violations. They've already started on the outside storage outside. And
so,
like I said, the second floor is vacant now.
Okay, so what has been done since April 10th?
Well, the second floor tenant has been evicted, removed, whatever. The landscaping has been addressed or is being addressed. He's working on the outside storage in the rear. But he really can't start pulling everything out of the house for major renovations or reconstruction until he gets the permits, which he couldn't do until he actually had possession of the property.
Have you applied for permits?
No, I was going to do it today or tomorrow. I just wanted to see what was going on here.
So, okay.
So basically, we're not hearing this case. We have to have a new case before us.
No.
Well, if you want, I would waive the legal requirement of a new case.
No.
The requirement is that if property is transferred before the hearing, the proceeding shall not be dismissed, but the new owner shall be provided a reasonable period of time to correct the violation. That's the law.
Okay.
We can't find him today. We don't have to dismiss the case, but we have to give him a reasonable time to correct the violation.
And in addition, I do have new notice of violation for the new owner right here.
That's perfect.
So you're asking for 60 days?
Yes. To amend to the July cutoff, please.
Just so you know,
most of this would have been taken care of sooner, but we had squatters.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That I got out.
And then we had squatters, so it was like a long haul of requests. Part of the problem was there was a leak upstairs, and we couldn't get upstairs because of the squatters. So that's why the top of the floor has to be addressed before we do downstairs. So, but you see, we're working together and you to do the right thing. You just have hit.
Neither one of you live there, is that correct?
No.
Can you share your secrets of getting tenants out with some of the attorneys in town?
No. Well, the eviction went okay. The squatters was a whole other story.
Does the board have any more questions or comments on the length of time? All right. All right.
Both need to come 60 days, or is it?
No, you're not the owner anymore. Just now.
You're on your own now.
That's a lot.
You think you'll have this done before 60 days?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you want us to maybe consider 30 days?
Yeah, because you don't know about the permits and calling in people.
I'm sorry. 60 days is fine. I mean, 30 days might be a little tight, you know, so I would rather do 60 and call Mr. Stenson sooner.
All right.
All right, Mrs. Himes, do you restate your motion, please?
Yes, I move 60 days until...
The July cutoff date is July 1st.
Is that the code enforcement board hearing day?
That's the cutoff day. The hearing day is actually July 9th. So if you're not in compliance
with
July 1st, then it would be on the July 9th agenda.
Okay, no problem. Perfect.
And then are we also amending?
And we're going to amend the to include the new owner.
To add. Mr. Karp, I just need a mailing address for you.
I'm sorry?
A mailing address for you, sir?
Care of the Bayview Hotel, 124 Orange Avenue. 32114.
Do you have an email address you'd like for me?
I'm sorry?
An email address you would like for me to send to? Okay.
KARPSL@AOL.com.
Okay.
Do you want a phone number?
That's fine.
Okay, so we have a motion from Mrs. Himes. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, second from Mrs. Lucas. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Aye. Motion carries. The new owner's name is Mr. Harp, Stephen Harp.
Karp.
Karp. Sorry?
K-A-R-P. K-A-R-P.
Thank
you, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
All right, we'll move on to our new cases. Case number 8, CEB 05-15-17, 723 North Atlantic Avenue, LLC at 723 North Atlantic Avenue. Respondent present? No, Mr. Newell is here. Mr. Newell, what can you tell us?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. This is a commercial property with a residential above it, pizza place. Mainly open later in the hours, but was able to get in now on two occasions. What you'll see here is violations that started with no extinguishers, had some exit issues. Most importantly, we have a hood suppression system that is not vented appropriately on the inside and the outside coming from the actual cooking equipment. That is going to require to do that appropriately with a mechanical contractor for a permit to be pulled to either install an additional part of the hood system or move the existing equipment that they have underneath there that's properly vented. Staff recommends noncompliance next cutoff.
Hey, any questions?
Are they open, Dave?
They're open in the evening time. Actually, yesterday, upon my reinspection, they were open. I don't know, about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but that's the first time in the morning or the afternoon that I have caught them there, with the exception of my first inspection date.
Did you say there were living quarters above?
Yes, sir. There's a duplex above.
Anybody
The first time I was able to get in there, that's when I noticed the extinguisher issue, which, by the way, the extinguisher issue on the second floor is not being corrected, but inside the actual pizzeria place that it itself has been corrected. I have spoken with the owner of the property. He is aware of that situation at this time. Because I guess the responsibility for the extinguishers for the business are the responsibility of the tenant, but the one upstairs, which covers both duplexes, is a responsibility of the owner of the property.
Any comments from the board? Okay.
No.
Okay. Chair, I'll entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order the respondent committed to commit compliance by the next cutoff date, 6/3/15, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 a day. Is there such a motion?
So moved. Second.
All right. Motion by Mr. Smarts. Second by Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. All right, case number 9, Mr. Newell again, CEB-0515-18 Caravelle Resort Condo Association, 940 North Atlantic Avenue. Respondent is present. Please come up and state your name and address for the record.
Harvey Rushford, 22 OPU Circle, Ormond Beach, Florida.
I'm sorry, what was your last name, sir?
Rushford, R-U-S-H-F-O-R-D.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay.
What is your relationship to the condo association?
I'm the director of properties for the, I have no relation to the condo association. It doesn't exist. We bought the property in 2007 in a bankruptcy from, I think it may have been the condo association at that time, and renamed it. So I don't know who the Caravelle Condo Association is. It's the old name of the business that we bought.
So we have another case to, we have to change the name.
What is it called now?
It's called R&L Ambassador Suites.
Oh.
Our, we're actually a DBA. Our parent company is RLR Investments, Wilmington, Ohio.
What does the tax roll say?
The notice was sent was based upon what the Volusia County property appraisers stated.
That's just a Caravelle Resort Condo Association, 940 North Atlantic Avenue.
It's listed in the property appraiser's office as a non-existent.
Well,
when did you? All right. First of all, let me understand that your relationship to R&L Ambassador. Are you a part? Are you the owner of that? Are you?
Property manager in charge.
You're the
of that
manager.
Okay. I have several assets, and that happens to be one of them in my.
So you're the manager of R&L Ambassador?
Yes, ma'am.
Which is the property at 340 North Atlantic Avenue?
940.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that is a 9.
When did you acquire the property?
In 2005 by the tax roll, I think. We actually opened it for business in 2006.
Well, do we have the proper party by this then? This was association doesn't own the building.
No.
You do.
Correct.
Your group does.
So we would request, unless there's an objection, the city would request to amend the. The style.
I can tell you we're in compliance now from base.
So we have to.
Okay.
So who is actually the property owner?
RLR Investments.
Okay.
600 Gillum Road.
G-I-L-L.
I-A-M. Wilmington, Ohio. 45177.
This is in compliance now?
We're going to hear from Mr. Newell in a minute. Once we get the ownership issues squared away.
RLR Investments, 600 Gillum Road, Wilmington, Ohio, 45177. Okay. And then do you have an email address or contact information if you're...
Harvey.Rushford. @rlcarriers.com.
So I can send you a copy of the order. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, wonderful.
So if the property records at the property appraiser's office don't reflect his name, how will we know that this...
Because they're not updated every day.
Well, 2005 and 6 is when he said he did it.
I think maybe the issue is because it's a condo build. Is it a building? There's several units.
It was all condos, and it was in bankruptcy. And when we purchased the property or got it out of bankruptcy or however we attained it, we kept, as far as I know, there were 52 individual addresses there. As far as I know, we kept those individual addresses under RLR investments.
Each individual units, but with the citation given to me for the overall, I thought it was the association.
Yep.
So we just need to include the new party. Is that going to satisfy everybody?
Yeah. The tax roll is merely the a constructive note. It's our best notice of information of who owns. If we get better information through our diligent efforts, then we rely on that. And if it's if we can verify it, and I think we're satisfied, he's under oath, we're satisfied to the definition of ownership. And so based on that, I would move to amend. And,
okay.
Granted, I think we'd want him to waive on record, and need to reserve and start the whole process and drag this out to come in and say the same thing next time that we're saying right now. So if he has no objection to the amendment of the case to substitute them as the party, then that's what we'll do and move on. So I don't know. You have any objection to that? Okay, so that's our recommendation, is substituting the proper owner.
Okay. Mr. Newell.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is a condo that we've been dealing with the last couple months. Initially had some non-correspondence with the owner or manager. It was sent to this address per the Volusia County Property Appraiser's Office. Spoke with the ladies on numerous occasions regarding at the front desk, so they were aware. Some of the violations include a lot of stuff with the fire suppression system, fire hoses, a lot of that kind of stuff not being done on an annual basis, or for an example, the hoses are required to be done on every 3 years. There was no documentation that any of that was done, and none could be produced at the time. The only thing I could go off is what is called the inspection tag on the sprinkler system itself, which went back to 2011, I believe, at the time. Receiving paperwork based on that from the sprinkler contractor, all of that has been corrected as of yesterday. The only thing that we have outstanding is the emergency lights. I did not do a full inspection of the property yesterday because this information was supposed to be available. It was not. I did check one emergency light, and it did not work, so I stopped the inspection at that point. So at this time, other than the emergency lights and the existing FDC sign, they do have a business tax receipt. So everything else is compliant. I believe now that the proper notification has been taken care of and they are aware, I believe that this will be taken care of quite quickly. And so at this point, we're just going to say non-compliance, next cutoff.
Okay. Any discussion from the board? The chair will entertain a motion to substitute RLR Investments as the owner of the property and to find respondent in noncompliance in order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date of 6/3/15 or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second. So motion by Mr. Smart, second by Mrs. Himes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. See, case number 10, CEB 0515-19, was in compliance May 11th. Case number 11, CEB 0515-20, is in compliance as of May 11th.
Case number 12, CEB 0515-21, was in compliance as of May 5th, 2015, so we have one case left. Mr. Garcia, case number CEB 0515-22, Francis G. Swan at 104 King Eider Court.
Members of the board, this property is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Danny Garcia, and he reports that the property is in non-compliance and requests that you give till next call off to bring the property into compliance, and I will turn to Mr. Garcia to provide you with any of the additional factual information.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Garcia?
Daniel Garcia, Code Enforcement, City of Daytona Beach. The property is still in non-compliance. I have had no contact except for the HOA. The pool is...
What HOA is that?
Pelican Bay.
What is it?
Pelican Bay.
Pelican Bay, okay.
And the pool is secured.
Is the property lived in?
I don't know.
You have no idea?
No,
okay.
I've left courtesy cards. I've knocked on the door. I've sent notice. The notice, I believe, came back. And I had to post it.
Mm-hmm. But the screening is fine. It's just a matter of
the
grossness of
all intact. It's completely filled in. Well, that's the front of the house. The pool's in the rear, and there's like some hedges, and you can see through the hedges, which is where I got the
right.
Then the notice was returned marked moved, left no forwarding address.
This was a complaint from one of the neighbors. Is that how you?
It's a complaint from the HOA. I went out with. One of the ladies from HOA to meet at the property. She said that there was someone there. She wanted me to get in contact with them, but there was nobody answering the door. So.
All right. Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance in order the respondent to come into compliance by June 3rd, 2015, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 a day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Smart has made the motion. And second, Mrs. Lucas. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries.
This part was posted.
Yes. I had to post it because the certified letter was returned.
Okay. Ann, is there any miscellaneous business?
No, ma'am.
From anyone? Anyone on the board? Any comments?
Yes, I have a comment.
Okay.
Going back to this case here on 1030 Continental Drive, where they didn't have...
What number is that?
This was number 5.
Okay.
Where they had a rental property without a business tax receipt. I think you look at the minutes from... our last meeting, at that time, it was stated that it was applied for. Why would someone let this go past?
I don't know. I saw that, too.
I don't understand it. The logic just sort of defies me that, you know, why would someone go ahead and then, unless they're trying to avoid inspection because they know that they are...
That's what I was kind of thinking, that it wouldn't have passed inspection, so they didn't apply. But... I mean, so they applied, but no, they said they were going to apply. Wasn't that right?
Well, it said here that it was applied for, and that the inspector said it had been applied for. John, I guess.
Okay.
Yes, the occupational license was applied for. In fact, they've already had two rental inspections. Yeah. The latest one was on 5/5. Which it failed, and the building inspector has rescheduled to reinspect for the rental.
Okay, so they can't get a license until they pass, even if they apply for it. That's okay. Any other comments? Okay, that's quick. Meeting adjourned.